Nerd Alert!
Scan for identification.
Bill Gates blows out your bottom!
Welcome to Twat Radio Episode 50 for December 29th, 2005. I'm Killer Smurf and I'll be your host today. I spend a lot of time on the road, and since my laptop is not the most powerful machine there is, and I don't always have access to broadband, I've had to find other alternatives. SSH is great when I'm doing things in a terminal window, but it makes doing anything in a GUI, especially on my home computer, a real pain. I know there's great ways to control a home desktop with VNC or RemoteX login, but sometimes without the bandwidth, it's not really plausible because they're extremely slow and the security's not great with these choices. So I found a tool that works wonderfully for me. It's called FreeNX, and it's the GPL'd NX server implementation by Fabian France, based on No Machines NX technology.
They thankfully
license the core of NX under the GPL, although they do provide a closed-source commercial NX server product on top of that code, as well as professional support. You can grab clients right from No Machines' website, and you can find them at www.nomachine.com/download. They've got servers for evaluation for Linux and Solaris, and the clients that you can download free. I do not believe they're covered by the GPL, but they've got clients for Windows, Linux, Mac, and Solaris.
And they're free for download.
The actual FreeNX can be found. I've tinyurl'd that to tinyurl.com, DYPZG. It would be wonderful in a case of a thin client, which is probably why it works so well on my laptop, because all I need on my laptop is the client. Everything runs on the server. There's some great advantages of FreeNX. The speed, even over dial-up, is incredible. It's secured through SSL and it includes its own X server.
With everything over SSL, it's fairly secure and you only have to forward one port because you're using SSH.
There's a few things about the server that makes it so quick. Basically, what it does is it compresses your X traffic, and I know that's nothing new, but it's found a great way to go ahead and cache your data so that's transferred between your server and client. So that leads to a massive reduction in round trips. If data doesn't need to be transferred repeatedly, it just takes it from the cache. If similar data needs to be transferred, it just goes ahead and transfers the changes. I know those are not new, but
NX has just found a way of optimizing those transactions.
Basically, that round-trip suppression is what makes NX so good. Like I said before, you can use the client. That's the client I use is from No Machine. And there's lots of things. You set up your host, the port you'd like to connect to.
It wants to know if you're going to be connecting to a Unix system, whether it's going to be GNOME, KDE, XDM, CDE, or custom, if you're going to be connecting to a Windows client, if it's going to be a remote desktop protocol, because I guess you can connect to a remote desktop protocol, I just do not know anything about that, or if you're going to be connecting to a VNC type server with this NX client. You can either go password or key or both. You can change whether you're on a modem connection, so of course it'll compress it more, whether you're using ISDN, ADSL, whether you're on a WAN or a LAN. You can run this in full screen mode and it's just like you're there. I know that multimedia is supported, so you can go ahead and do that. When I say multimedia, I should apologize for that. You can't do video. Video's still slow, but playing an MP3 from your home computer is not a problem. You can go ahead and enable print and file sharing through Samba. You can enable printing on your home computer. Some of the things I use this for are secure web browsing. If I'm in a hotel or an internet cafe It's a great way of going ahead and getting a secure connection and being able to web browse. If I'm doing any sort of photo editing, I usually use my home computer remotely. If I'm at a hotel, if I need to patch up a photo or something like that, I'll use the FreeNX client to hit the server and then go from there to my wife's computer through a VNC connection. That way I don't have to forward more than the one port. There's tons of uses for this. Just let your mind fly with what you could do. I'll use this to go in and start an Azaria session. Let it run all day. You do not have to actually stay connected to the NX server constantly. You can suspend the session. So you just come back later when you want to check on whatever you were doing and resume. Although sometimes I've seen this fail, I'm sure it's a bug they'll go ahead and address in further releases. I hope you do check it out. There's not much more that I can say about it other than it's just a absolutely wonderful, wonderful tool. If you have any questions about it or you want to check it out, check the links. I'll put it in the show notes. And you can contact me at ksmurf99@gmail.com if there's anything I can help you with. One thing I forgot to mention, and you probably already have picked up on it, you will have to have an SSH daemon running in the background, but there is no daemon that will be necessary for your NX server. You'll have to have SSH set up both on your client side and on your server side. And that's about all I've got. Thanks to Droops for letting us do these shows. It's awesome. I love listening to them every day. If you can contribute a show or an idea for a show, you can find the website again at www.twatech.org. You can find us on the Freenode channel on IRC. It's Pounded Phenomicon. Shouts out to Low Tech Mystic. He's a really cool guy. Night Lord, right on. Electro Man, you're not a noob. And Petrillo. And the horse. Whatever that means. No, I'm just joking on that. And shouts out for my whole reason for being. Shouts to Princess, Mr. X, and Critty. Thanks a lot. This has been another twat. Oh, yes. Oh,
sure we can.
Okay, explode out your ass. That's it.